facing south on Madison Avenue, corralling her corkscrew hair into a low knot. She quickly removed her coat despite the chill so she could take off her mint green cardigan. She didn't want Frankie to notice it was the exact same one she had been wearing at work the previous day and question the unthinkable, whether she had gone home at all. Grace paused to study herself in the window of a five and dime. She wished the store was open so she could buy some powder to hide the marks on her neck and sample a bit of perfume to conceal the stench of day-old brandy mixed with that delicious but wrong smell of Mark's aftershave, which made her dizzy and ashamed with every inhale. A wino sat on the corner, moaning to himself in sleep. Looking at his gray, lifeless pallor, Grace felt a certain solidarity. From the adjacent alley came the banging on a trash can, a sound marching in time with the thudding in her own head. The whole city of New York seemed green and hungover, or perhaps she was confusing it for herself. Sharp gusts of February wind cut across Madison, causing the flags that hung from the skyscrapers above to whip furiously. An old crumpled newspaper danced along the gutter. Hearing the bells of St. Agnes's toll 9:30, Grace pressed on, her skin growing moist under her collar as she neared a run. Grand Central Terminal loomed, hulking ahead. Just a bit farther, and she could turn left on 42nd Street and catch an express bus downtown on Lexington. But as she neared the intersection at 43rd, the street ahead was blocked. Police cars sat three across, cordoning off Madison and preventing anyone from going farther south. A car accident, Grace suspected at first, noting the black Studebaker which sat jackknifed across the street, steam billowing from the hood. More cars clogged the midtown streets than ever these days, jockeying for space with the buses and taxis and trucks making deliveries. There did not appear to be another vehicle involved, though. A lone ambulance sat at the corner. The medics did not rush about urgently, but stood leaning against the vehicle, smoking. Grace started toward a policeman whose paunchy face pushed up from the high collar of his uniform, navy with gold buttons. "Excuse me, will the street be closed for long? I'm late for work." He looked out at her disdainfully from under the brim of his hat, as if despite all of the women who had worked dutifully in the factories to take the place of the men who had enlisted and gone overseas during the war, the notion of a woman holding a job was still laughable.
"You can't go this way," he replied officiously. "And you won't be able to anytime soon."
"What happened?" she asked. But the policeman turned away. Grace took a step forward, craning to see.
"A woman was hit by a car and died,"
a man in a flat wool cap beside her said. Taking in the shattered windshield of the Studebaker, Grace suddenly felt sick.
"Such a shame," she managed finally.
"I didn't see it," the man replied. "But someone said she was killed instantly. At least she didn't suffer."
At least. That was the phrase Grace heard too often after Tom had died. At least she was still young. At least there had not been children. As if that made it somehow easier to bear. Children, she sometimes thought, would not have been a burden, but a bit of him left behind forever.
"You just never know where it will all end," mused the flat-capped man beside her.
Grace did not answer. Tom's death had been unexpected, too. An overturned Jeep on the way from the Army base to the train station in Georgia, headed to New York to see her before he'd deployed. They called him a casualty of war, but in fact, it had been just another accident that might have happened anywhere. A flashbulb from a reporter's camera popped, causing her to blink. Grace shielded her eyes, then backed away blindly through the crowd that had formed, seeking air amid the cigarette smoke and sweat and perfume. Away from the police barricade now, Grace looked over her shoulder. 43rd Street was blocked to the west as well, preventing her from cutting across.